All eyes were on New York last night because that's when the statewide requirement that all healthcare workers get the COVID-19 vaccine in order to work went into effect. There was a real question about whether or not those still holding out at hospitals and nursing homes would actually get the shot. David Robinson is a healthcare reporter covering New York State for the USA Today Network. So, David, what happened?
Yeah, so really what happened was in the past week or so, there was a tense showdown that unfolded in New York State between Governor Kathy Hochul and the tens of thousands of medical workers at hospitals and nursing homes who have remained unvaccinated against COVID-19. And New York State had announced a vaccine requirement that these workers receive at least the first dose by September 27th, and that was yesterday. And really not much happened. There was a steady climb in the vaccination rate amongst medical workers from mid-August into September. But in this last week or so, last couple weeks, really, there was a mad dash here, it seems, amongst medical workers to comply with the vaccine mandate as opposed to losing their jobs over it. And
right.
So thousands of nursing home workers and hospital workers went and got the shot as a result of the vaccine mandate. There's also, on the other side, there's, you know, the numbers are still early, but close to 45,000 medical workers who have yet to comply. Some of those would be placed on unpaid suspension, you know, given some time to potentially reconsider so that they can keep their jobs. Others have outright been terminated or resigned.
Yeah.
And so I think really what's going to be unfolding here in the coming days in New York is really the contingency plans to try and fill the gaps of those nursing home workers and hospital workers who did choose to forego a vaccination and lose their jobs.
Well, yeah, well, I want to talk about those plans, but just to underscore what you're saying, even though now more than 92% of hospital employees in New York State have had at least one dose, complying with the mandate that they do so by yesterday. As you said, 45,000 haven't. And we've seen, you know, some of the pockets, Staten Island, you know, across the bridge from Manhattan. We see nurses holding up signs. So there are pockets of real resistance to this. What are they saying to you? Do they just not believe that the vaccine works? I mean, they're on the front lines. They're dying from COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken with quite a few workers who've chosen to get the vaccine and those who chose not to over the past 9 months or so. And you know, it's reflective of what some of the sentiments in the general population are to some degree. I mean, there's people who just really now, you know, consider it a personal choice and medical freedom narrative
yeah.
that seems to be emerging. So I think it really is reflective. I mean, these are healthcare workers who are on the front lines and they do have access to more information. And there are hospitals and nursing homes who spent months who will tell you that they have teams who have been trying to address questions, trying to convince these people over time. You know, the hospitals and nursing homes are saying that does seem to be part of this kind of slow trickle of convincing people to get the shots in the
right.
past months. But really, that last scramble, it seems, can be attributed to the mandate, really,
right.
just holding their feet to the fire.
And what are the governor and maybe the New York City mayor, what are some of the contingency plans you mentioned, 45,000 workers? By the way, is it assumed they'll all be fired? I mean, what happens to them? And then what's the plan for replacing them?
So potentially there's hundreds, if not thousands, who are in a holding pattern as far as the status of their religious exemption claim.
Mm.
There's also those who would be given some time to reconsider. I think, you know, there's been definitely some large health systems who've said that they would welcome them back if they'd comply in the next, you know, week or in coming days, really, coming weeks. The other element of that is these emergency contingency plans that the governor is putting out there, potentially deploying the National Guard, some of the medical staff in the National Guard to fill gaps, bringing in workers, trying to attract workers from other states, other countries like Ireland and the Philippines. There's calls for calling back retirees. A lot of the same policies that are reminiscent of the peak pandemic weeks and months last spring in New York when the call went out to try and bring in health workers. So really, there's several unknowns as far as kind of what's going to happen next. And I think there's a lot of attention on New York as far as kind of how this plays out as the federal
yeah.
vaccine mandate is looming over the country in the background.
Well, then the state mandate seemed to have worked to a certain extent. David Robinson, healthcare reporter covering New York State for the USA Today Network. David, thank you.
Thank you for having me.